Mr. President, Director General, Your Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, Botswana takes the floor on behalf of the 47 African member states and congratulates the Director General for her comprehensive speech covering the issues that are very relevant to global health. We take note of the selection of climate change as the theme for this year's World Health Assembly and commend the Director General for bringing our attention to one of the greatest potential health threats of the 21st century. Climate change is not just a future concern, but it is a process already underway. Climate change adaptation and mitigation must therefore be made central to developmental policy, with health taking its appropriate place. We need to ensure that global task forces on the health impact of climate are constituted by representatives from all various geographical regions. And as a region, we look forward to actively participating in these discussions. Mr. President, sir, with less than 500 days to the MDG target date, we recognize and appreciate the work that has been done so far to define the vision, goal and targets for health in the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. In the African region, considerable progress has been made towards reaching the targets for the health-related Millennium Development Goals. This has resulted in significant health gains, notwithstanding the reality that many of the targets will not be fully realized by 2015. We have, over the last decades, generated a wealth of experience and gains that should not be lost as we better position health in the coming years. For example, through the expanded program on immunizations, most of the countries in our region have successfully implemented strategies that have achieved coverage of at least 80% for antigens such as DPT3. The African region's position is clear on the way forward, in that health should remain central to the framework for sustainable development. We need to ensure that the future health goal is truly universal, relevant to countries in all socio-economic situations, and interrelated with other development goals. This will help to maximize health outcomes, leveraging development resources broadly. We need to continue with the focus on nutritional, communicable, maternal, neonatal, and child conditions, the unfinished business of the MDGs 4, 5, and 6, which should be taken forward to the post-2015 era. There is need to ensure that the future targets address all stages of life. New and emerging priorities such as non-communicable diseases and other major disorders should also be included. Our region is one of the regions with the highest burden of NCDs, and projections indicate that in the coming years, the fastest increase in NCDs will be in the African region. We need to act now. We thank the Secretariat for the now completed member state-driven negotiation on the NCDs process. We are now in a position to take implementation forward. Mr. President, sir, we are optimistic that current and projected trends in economic growth in many African countries will offer opportunities for increased investment in health. However, we recognize that funding for our priority programs, including the MDGs, is still limited, resulting in weak health systems, particularly shortage of skilled human resources, and inadequate health infrastructure. We therefore need sound health financing policies and strategies leading to increased financial allocations to health, as well as improved efficiencies in the utilization of health resources. We see universal health coverage as an appropriate approach to addressing the future health agenda. Recognizing that health outcomes are very much influenced by determinants outside the health sector, such as education, environment, trade, and many others. We'll welcome the discussions on promoting synergies and partnerships to align our response and achieve greater health impact, which would also enhance the realization of other developmental goals. Mr. President, it has been at least 26 years since the World Health Organization set itself the ultimate goal of polio eradication. Most countries in our region have reached polio elimination and have been working toward eradication. However, we are concerned with this recent increase in polio outbreaks and its reemergence in areas where it had previously been eliminated. Inter-country collaboration within the region to address this and prevent future outbreaks is ongoing, and we look forward to WHO support to strengthen this. Similarly, the recent Ebola outbreaks in some countries in the African region are of great concern and are a stark reminder of the need for strengthened health systems. Timely reporting of diseases of international public health importance is critical. We call upon the Director General to assist countries that have not yet completed their core capacity assessments to do so. There is need to strengthen surveillance systems and ensure regional collaboration in order to successfully address these outbreaks. We therefore call upon WHO, the United Nations bodies, and other key partners to provide the necessary support to ensure that the gains made so far in containing these diseases of international public health concern are sustained. The African region knows the progress that is being made in program, governance, and managerial reforms of the World Health Organization. We wish to be regularly informed of progress with the financing dialogue, whose aims are of great importance to our region. We also urge the World Health Organization to ensure that the reform process takes into account the specificities of the various regions. As a region, we are greatly concerned by the growing rates of interpersonal violence and the limited resources available to address this growing trend. We look forward to the keynote address by the First Lady of the Republic of Zambia and believe that this will certainly contribute to raising the very much needed public attention on this matter. There is need to greater collaboration of all key players and establishment and or strengthening of systems of to effectively respond to gender-based violence, particularly in crisis and conflict situations. Furthermore, we propose that the scope of intervention and on eliminating violence against women be broadened to include all children as well as the girl child. That's right. The African region, Mr. President, is indeed concerned by the very high prevalence of childhood obesity. We therefore welcome the establishment of a high-level commission on childhood obesity and look forward to its feedback at the 68th WHA. The failure to treat infectious diseases and subsequent loss of lives highlight the importance of antimicrobial resistance as a major public health threat. Therefore, the availability of data and monitoring on antimicrobial resistance are one of the many issues that need to be addressed if we are to contain this problem. Whilst progress has been noted in our region in the collection of such data, there are still major challenges such as lack of comprehensive national policies and plans, and weak medicines and regulatory systems. We anticipate that the Director General and WHO, in participation with other United Nations agencies and partners, will support us in the fight against antimicrobial resistance. In conclusion, Mr. President, we look forward to a successful and productive session of the WHA and to working together to improve the health of all people of the world. Thank you.